We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bud Light and by Shields. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
Welcome inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill. We are live on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, brought to you by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. We are visiting with the basketball head coach Steve Olford, Spencer Wilson, John Ramey with you. Nevada basketball has won three in a row. They are champions of the Paradise Jam Tournament, and they are hosting 8-1 Santa Clara. Yeah, clap for it. They are hosting Santa Clara, the 8-1 Broncos from the West Coast Conference, tomorrow night at Lawler Event Center. And in fact, we are giving away some tickets. So if you are tuned into this, or you are in fact here already at Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive, you can come in and pick up free tickets too for tomorrow night, Wednesday, December 4th. And we're also giving away two tickets for the December 18th home game against Texas Southern. Coach Olford, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How much time do you get in Paradise, not basketball-wise? You guys are down there. It's beautiful. It was your birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you balance that? Because it's not normal. Do you have to pretend like it's normal?
Well, and it doesn't help when you're coming off a 20-point beatdown to Davidson. So landing on the island wasn't like the most glorious thing, regardless of the weather, because we had a lot of work to do, and we had to cover a lot of things with the guys. And I think that's what I'm most impressed with this team early in the season, that you can lose to USC at home, go to a very good Davidson where it's hard to play, and very good team, a lot of seniors and juniors on that team. But we didn't play well, and we got beat. We turned the ball over a lot. And then all of a sudden you go to the island, and we have some film sessions, and we get, you know, do a lot of teaching, and all of a sudden the guys play the way they did. And they really played well through those three games. So that's probably been the most impressive part. But we had one day where we got to take the guys over to St. John and to Trunk Beach, which was a lot of fun for them and gave them some free time. But other than that, they just don't get a lot of free time because you're playing three games in 4 days. So you land on the island evening of one day. We let them have some fun the next day, and then you start playing. So You don't practice a lot, and we told the guys going into this trip, there's not a lot of practice, there's a lot of games, so we got to really do a good job in films, and I thought they did that.
You have now coached teams to championships in that tournament twice. Are you the Paradise Jam whisperer? I mean, is there a secret to it?
Yeah. No. It's one, I do like this. I do like the setup there. Nels Hawkinson's been a friend of mine for a long, long time, and he's done BTI travels, and he organizes it, runs it. I think it's a first-class event. It's always been a first-class event. And so I've always enjoyed it when we've had a chance to be invited and go. Now, obviously, this one, Nevada was already in this before I got the job, so it was just a good carrot for me because it ended up being an MTE event that I really enjoy and like. Now, it's not easy getting there or getting back when you're in Reno. We had 14-hour travel day coming back from the Virgin Islands, so it's, you know, you got some issues there. But there are worse places to be, you know, over your birthday and over the holidays. It's not a bad place to be.
And, Coach, how do you manage the fatigue of a trip like that where you have to leave the continental United States? And like you said, you have 3 games in 4 days. How do you manage the fatigue from the flight and also then from the games as well?
Yeah, and the time change. You end up, by the time we got to the Virgin Islands, it was 4-hour difference. So you go to Charlotte. We flew to Charlotte, played Davidson, and then fly. We connect, I think, through Miami. We had 2 connections coming back. So it is. It's a lot of travel, but I think that's what I'm most impressed with because we've got such an inexperienced group. We might have not have, I'm not sure. In fact, Jazz was in an MT event. But outside of Jazz and Lindsey, I don't know if we've really, and Niz, those are really the only 3 guys I think that have been a part of an MT event. And so just going and learning and then you get smacked on the way down. I think that's what, again, I'm most impressed with this group. And not only did we win, our win margin was 18. We really blew everybody out. We really dominated from the start. I saw Jack gave me game notes today on our Santa Clara game, and I saw just reading his game notes that the Paradise Jam, we played 120 minutes. We were behind 2-0 to Bowling Green, and that was it. That was the only time we were behind. So out of 120 minutes, after a 20-point loss and a home loss then to USC, this team goes basically 119 out of 120 minutes in the lead. That's pretty impressive with an inexperienced group, and I told the guys that. And now it's about, I've always been a big believer, you've got to understand losing before you can appreciate winning. If you don't understand the losing part, if it doesn't hurt, if it doesn't, it's not one of the worst things ever. And that's what we told them. We got beat by Davidson. We put them in a film room with me and Noodles for 2 hours, and I'm like, if this is what you guys want, you want 2 hours of he and I in here telling you every bad thing that you've done, then that's fine. Or you're going to really understand why losing stinks and figure out how to appreciate winning. And to their credit, you know, they did that. You know, case in point, we played 5 games before the island. We took no charges in 5 games and attempted 5 charges. On the island itself, just with 3 games, we took 5 charges and attempted 12. It's not new teaching. It's just the guys saying, hey, we're tired of doing it our way. We're going to see if their way works. And I told them, sometimes our way doesn't work, but you have to at least allow us to then make the adjustments. That's our job as coaches. Here's your game plan. Do it. If it doesn't work, we got to make those adjustments. But if we have a game plan and you don't execute it, there's no adjustments to be made. We're just hoping you'll figure out some way of doing it.
Tune in to Nevada Sports Net to watch a television replay of this live coaches show from Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. We are visiting with the head coach, Steve Olford, Nevada at 5-3, hosting 8-1 Santa Clara tomorrow night at Lawler Event Center. If you have questions for the coach, you're listening right now live, tweet at Nevada Hoops, and we'll get your question to the coach in the segments coming up. Come on back to Bully Sports Bar and Grill. Stay with us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Funny thing about the holidays is, nothing flies by faster. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one horse open-sliding. Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus, Spencer Wilson, John Ramey, and the head coach Steve Olford with us right now. Nevada is hosting Santa Clara tomorrow night at Lawler Event Center, and right now we are giving away a pair of tickets to the game against the Broncos tomorrow night. Also, the next home game following this one on December 18th against Texas Southern. We are also giving away a pair of tickets to that one as well. At Camelot Party Rentals, we make it great so you can celebrate with the best selection of rental equipment for weddings and special events. Camelot Party Rentals, proud sponsor of the Nevada Wolfpack. Also, we sent out a call for some questions via Twitter last segment, at Nevada Hoops. And a tsunami of questions have come in for you, Coach Olford.
Very good.
The folks want to know, first question, Brock, is Jalen Harris going to continue leading the team in scoring?
Well, that's difficult. I think he's going to be one of them. It's hard to predict whether he's going to be the leading scorer, but he's definitely, we need him scoring. So I think the four guys that are averaging in double figures right now, Niz, Jalen, Lindsey, and Jazz definitely have to be guys that their roles are to score for us. Our bigs are developing. We got a lot of young, inexperienced bigs, and that's where our ceiling is, that they can continue to develop during the year as we play games. And I think we're seeing them do that. We'll get more scoring out of them. But those four guards, there's going to be a lot of scoring coming out of them, and Jalen's obviously a big part of that.
One of my questions for you for this segment was, did Jalen's improvement stem from him just getting healthier and more comfortable?
Well, getting healthy, and he set out a year. And so when you've set out a complete year, that's what was so impressive with Lindsey in his first two games at Lawler. Those were impressive because he hadn't played for 20 months, and that's longer than sitting out for just 1 year. So, and he's coming off injury. Jalen set out last year, so it's just different. Practicing and playing is a whole different deal. So, and then Jalen was nursing a foot injury, so he's back healthy. Now Lindsey's got 8 games under his belt, so hopefully these guys can continue what they're doing. I thought Lindsey had a couple games where he struggled a little bit, and then I thought once they got the island, I thought he had some good minutes there as well. So we need those guards playing at a high level, and they did that in the Paradise Jam.
Question from Twitter. Mark wants to know what it's like being reunited with Noodles on your coaching staff. That's something you and I actually spoke about off the record a while ago.
Yeah, he's just my guy. We've known each other for a long, long time. He's from the same hometown as my mom and dad are from. So my grandparents, when I'd go see my grandparents when I was growing up, I'd hang out with them, and then I'd go see him because he was the coach's kid in town. So we've just known each other for a long, long time, and then obviously kind of same career path. We played the game, and once we were done playing the game, we got into coaching. And fate had it that when my dad retired, after 5 years on my bench at Iowa, my last 3 years, then Dad retired and I replaced him with Noodles. So I've just been very blessed, John, and I think that's something that, I probably don't talk enough about. But in 29 years of coaching, I've coached both sons. I've got a son on my staff at UCLA. Now a son, is the same son's on my staff here. My dad coached with me for 9 years. And then when Dad retired, Noodles and I are on the same bench for, this is our 10th year together. So I've been very, very blessed that I've been able to do it with family and best friend. And that's been very special. But it goes beyond friendship. He's really good at what he does. He knows the game. He knows how to teach the game. I think we Batman and Robin it pretty good. When one's being the bad guy, the other guy can be the good guy and vice versa. But it also frees me up to do what I do well. It frees me up because being the offensive coordinator, it allows me to think more about the flow of the game and what's going on in the flow of the game and trying to change tempo or make adjustments or what we need to do defensively. That's hard to do when you're the head coach and you're doing all of that, substitutions, all those type of things. And he frees me up a lot because I trust in him to do the things that I want him to do.
And Coach, Twitter was asking about Jalen Harris, but Nazir Zuzwa, as we were talking a little bit during the break, has really become comfortable coming off the bench and contributing to the team. What have you liked about him this first few games of the season?
Yeah, and Nizri's been a great story to date because, he played minimal minutes last year on a very, very good team, a very old team. After transferring, he only played about 6 minutes, and a lot of those minutes weren't like big-time game minutes. So, and he didn't shoot the ball well, but it's not really about his shooting. It's just when you don't get minutes and you can't get a rhythm, it becomes hard regardless of what kind of shooter you are. And I think I've been impressed, obviously, with him shooting the basketball, but the thing I've really been impressed with Niz is his leadership, his toughness off the bench, him accepting that role off the bench, and the way he's defending. That's been huge for us. Making the shots, obviously, is a plus. Getting 10 points a game off the bench is a plus. But his leadership and his toughness and the way he's guarding has been as big of a deal for us early in the season. It's going to continue to be that moving forward as the season grows.
We are visiting with Steve Alford on the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We're live at Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. Nevada Sports Net is the place to find in-depth Wolfpack shows with this coach's radio show, Wolfpack All Access, and NSN Daily. We're taking questions from Twitter for Coach Steve Alford at Nevada Hoops. Clark, did you tweet this from inside? Did that happen? No way. I see. Yeah, there we go. We got a veteran. There we go. Clark, who is an astute observer, wants to know what will be the biggest challenge against Santa Clara, the Broncos.
Well, Clark missed practice today. I told him that on the way in.
Well, that means you can't start.
But it's a very good question in that, you know, I think the biggest thing is you're playing a team that's highly confident. You know, their only loss is at Stanford out of the Pac-12, and Stanford's gotten off to a good start. So they're confident, and they've won a lot of games. Herb's playing differently.
Herb and I have had a
long-time relationship. We played each other when I was at New Mexico, and he was at Arizona State, and then I went to UCLA and played against him. So he's changed. He's much more up-tempo now. They're top 20 tempo in the country right now. So they're playing fast. You're going to see a little bit of pressing. You're going to see a team that gets up and down the floor. So transition's going to be a big part of this game. And I think for our team, with our inexperience, it comes down to, are we taking care of the ball? Are we getting good shots? When we've won and played well, those two things happen. When we haven't played well and lost, we've turned it over and we've taken bad shots. And then the thing that's got to be consistent as we build here is how we defend. And they present a lot of problems because both bigs that they play are really good in the post and they can step out and shoot the three ball. So anytime you're playing a forward and a center that can beat you on at the rim and beat you from 22 feet, that's hard to guard. So it's a difficult team to play against for sure, and they're very confident coming in here. We just won the Paradise Dam. They just won their Cable Car Classic that they have every year. So you got two teams that are coming off wins. They've just had a lot more of them.
Another question from Twitter for Steve Alford. Now this is from Lance. Lance, you're asking, this is a little bit of a trade secret here, or a little inside. What kind of defense will Nevada play tomorrow night? I'll say hard. It will play competitive defense. And what do you expect from the Broncos to try to slow down Jazz and Jaylen?
Yeah, you know, you're starting to get more tapes. And so it's
right.
Obviously it helps with our game planning, but it helps with the opponent's game planning too, that it's no secret that our 14-inning scorers are guards. So we've had those talks with our guards that, you know, now teams are prepping for you early in the season. Nobody really knows what's going on or how your identity is going to be shaped. And obviously our four guards have a lot to do with us scoring. So a lot of defenses are going to set their defense for that. So that's why we got to keep getting better. And I told those four guards today how pleased I was with how they did things in the island. But now you can't come home and just think, okay, we won a Paradise Jam. Now we show up at Lawler and things are much better than what they were against USC. You have to keep getting better every day. And if you get better every day, you got a chance to put yourselves in positions to win. Winning now is harder than it ever has been on the men's side in college basketball. It's just really difficult. So, and we've got a small room for error. We just don't have a margin for error that's great because of our inexperience. So we've got to do things every day to get better. Our game plan defensively is going to be the same. You won't see us change in months. You know, we can sprinkle some zone. We can sprinkle some pressing in to change tempo or change the direction of the game a little bit. But it's what we want to do with our man-to-man defense that we've got to continue to work on and get better.
One last question from Twitter in this segment. Tony wants to know, how did the team bond on that long road trip? I mean, the results on the court speak for themselves, but did you like how they bonded off the court?
Yeah, I obviously loved it because when you can go away for 10 days, play four games, and win three of them, you've done a lot of good things, and obviously one of them was a championship. But I think that's not that we wanted to lose at Davidson, but it did help the bonding. It did help the chemistry because you lose to SC at home, then you go on the road and you get really smacked in the face. So now you're going to the island, and it's like, hey, we better wake up here. And we've got enough guys, Jazz, Lindsey, Niz, Jaylen to begin with, JC, who's been in college basketball before. They know that when you've lost and the way you lose, that doesn't feel good. Some of the new guys and the young guys, they needed to see a different kind of film session and a different kind of demeanor. And it was time for that, and they accepted it. And I thought they really did. We couldn't have asked any more for them of how they came together on the island. And hopefully that just continues. We're getting ready to go on another road trip after Santa Clara. So we've got to do a good job of taking advantage of every day of trying to get better.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. One more segment with Coach Steve Alford. Nia Alexander from the women's basketball team will be up after that. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus, live from Bully Sports Bar and Grill. Stay with us.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's.
purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl, be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
Who wants to go see some lights?
Funny thing about the holidays is, nothing flies by faster.
Hey guys, want to build a snowman?
Yay!
Ready to open presents?
Yay!
Excited for New Year's?
Woo-hoo!
Who's ready to go back to school?
Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
As a proud supporter of the Wolfpack, Nevada State Bank knows a winning team is the result of hard work, practice, and making the right plays. So who's on your financial team? Whether it's your first account, planning for retirement, buying a home, or expanding your business, Nevada State Bank is here when it counts. Because it matters who's on your team, and it matters who you bank with. Visit us at nsbank.com, a division of Zions Bank Corporation N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Toyota, it's safety first. In fact, 16 Toyota vehicles come standard with Toyota Safety Sense at no extra cost. This advanced safety technology includes a pre-collision system, lane departure alert, automatic high beams, and dynamic radar cruise control. When it comes to safety, Toyota sets the standard. Toyota, let's go places.
Not all features available on all models. Drivers are responsible for their own safe driving. Always pay attention to your surroundings and drive safely. System effectiveness is dependent on many factors, including road, weather, and vehicle conditions. See owner's manual for additional limitations and details.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus, Spencer Wilson, John Ramey, Steve Alford with you. The 5-3 Wolfpack hosting 8-1 Santa Clara tomorrow night at Lawler Event Center. And we're giving away a pair of tickets free for that. If you're listening, drop on by Bullies right now. We also have a pair of tickets for the December 18th home game against Texas Southern. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. The Silver State Series, presented by IBEW Local 401 and Nevada Donor Network, is a structured rivalry series. It matches the Wolfpack and the Rebels in sports and academics. You can follow points and standings throughout the year online, nevadawolfpack.com/Silver State Series. We have talked about the team's great performance in the U.S. Virgin Islands, winning the Paradise Dam tournament. We have talked about the matchup with Santa Clara and the Broncos tomorrow. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that in our final segment here with Coach Steve Alford. But one thing I
And we should stipulate, for those who don't know, we once did a coach's show together at a different university not all that long ago. And one thing I never really got to pick your brain about too much was your pro career as a player.
Right.
You played from 1987 to 1991.
Right.
And I, well, I've got you cornered now. There's nowhere for you to go, so I can ask you about this. I noticed that you made 127 free throws in 146 attempts as a pro. I have a hard time...
That's not good enough.
I have a hard time imagining you missing 19 free throws over 4 years.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Good enough. That's maybe why I retired. I was so upset about it. I just retired.
It's 87.5%.
Yeah, it was a great experience. You know, it's the first time I think it really becomes a business, and it becomes, as a player growing up, especially growing up in Indiana. When I grew up in Indiana, I'm so thankful the era I grew up in. We only had one class, so we had like 360, 70 high schools in the state of Indiana, and you're playing for one championship. That was fun. And obviously getting to then play for my dad, play for Coach Knight, play on the Olympics in 84 that were in Los Angeles. That was a neat, neat time, and that's all I dreamed about. It really wasn't about the NBA or like it is today with kids. But then when it became a reality, that was exciting, and that was fun. And I had 3 years with the Mavericks, which was a lot of fun. We had good teams in Dallas. And then the 1 year I had with the Warriors was a blast because...
Did you play for Don Nelson?
Yeah, I played for Nelly.
Mullen and Mitch.
Manute Bol.
Yeah.
And Mitch Richmond was a rookie. And Mully and I were old Olympic teammates.
Yes.
And that was a fun, fun team because we weren't really supposed to do anything. And I'd gotten released by the Mavs around Christmas, and Nelly picked me up. So I got to spend that last half of the season with the Warriors. And that was fun. That was a team that was a lot of fun. We went to... beat Utah in the first round, Stockton and Malone, and then got beat by Kevin Johnson and the Suns in the second round. And that was a fun season. So I had a great experience, but I could tell I was going to be a journeyman. And each year I got more excited about coaching than I did playing. And I knew that after being released by the Kings my fifth year and Tanya becoming pregnant with our first child, I thought settled down. I didn't know I was going to move six times, but each spot's been a true blessing.
You played in the era, you played in an era of the NBA that gave us a lot of the players on the original Dream Team. In fact, I was right. thinking about that Dream
a lot
Team.
Of them.
You probably wouldn't have played against Leitner because he was still in college.
No.
But I think most of the rest of the guys on that team you would have played
a
against
lot.
Or with.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a blast.
As a basketball person, I just got to ask about that.
Yeah, it was a blast, and I grew up watching Magic and Bird, and then Bird obviously being at Indiana State and the Hoosier, and so watching those two, and you got to catch yourself as a rookie. I'm sitting on that bench, and I'm not in the rotation, and you know all of a sudden, Boston comes in, and you know that the Mavericks are signing your check, but. Man, you like it when Bird starts just going crazy. And it was the same way when we played the Lakers. I remember I got put into the game at the old Forum because that's when they used to play. And Magic's bringing it up. And I end up guarding him. And I start laughing. and he's looking over me, obviously. Yeah. But I'm laughing because I'm like, you don't even know I'm in front of you. You know, I could do jumping jacks and I'm not going to be able to. He's a 6'9 point guard. And, so those guys were fun to watch, but it was a great era. It's when, you know, you could hand check, and it was a very, very physical game where this game that we play now is nowhere near what it was in the 80s and 90s as far as physicality.
And you mentioned you were a journeyman as a pro. That is a stark contrast to your career to that point. Did you have to adjust your game because you're suddenly facing 6'9 point guards?
Yeah, the hard thing for me in high school, I was a point guard, only 6'1.5". So I played with the ball in my hands a lot. And then when I went to Indiana, I really became an off guard. I moved without the ball a lot. And that worked in college, but I wasn't big enough to be a shooting guard in the NBA. And at 6'1.5", then I had to go back to being a point guard. And my point guard skills for that elite level had diminished some in college because I just didn't play the point a lot in college. Stu Robinson was our point guard, then Keith Smart was our point guard, and I was the off guard. So I think that hurt me a little bit going into the pro level that I tried the best I could, but at that level, boy, you got to be elite in all the skills, and the ball handling and the things that had diminished a little bit for my – the shooting was there. But, again, the shooting was more difficult because I only had the three-point line my senior year in college, and that was 19.9. And so I went from 19.9 one year to 23.5. Right. That was like a heave. Today, these kids that grow up shooting and working on the three-point line in seventh and eighth grade, I didn't ever work on a three-point ball until I was a senior in college. So that had a lot to do with it as well.
I think you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the 1987 NCAA tournament that your Hoosiers won was the first tournament with a three-point line and a shot clock together.
True.
The same year.
Very true, because it was the first year of the three-point line.
Right.
So that has to be true.
And, Coach, talking about how when he went to the NBA, it started to feel more like a business, but in terms of locker room, how did it feel going from college to the NBA? What was the difference you kind of felt there, just being in the locker room and kind of interacting with different players?
Yeah, you know, it's different because most of the NBA, it changes year to year because of free agencies. And, you know, we took the Lakers my rookie year. We took the Lakers to Game 7. Magic went crazy in the last three games. We were tied with 4 minutes to go in the Forum in Game 7 to go to the finals. And then the next year, you know, we start, I think, 5-6 or 4-7, and they fire Coach McLeod, and our team changed. We made some trades. We lost some free agencies. And, you know, all of a sudden that team changed. So that's the difference, and that's the business side, that where in college you usually come in and you get to grow with that team over 2, 3, 4 years. Seems like a lot of the NBA teams, there's such a revolving door on rookies and free agents and trades and those type of things. You don't get to spend – you're fortunate if you get to spend your time at one place with a lot of the same teammates. That doesn't happen a lot.
And then you mentioned about all the different schools competing in for the Indiana State title. You had the privilege of being named Mr. Indiana or Mr. Basketball for the state of Indiana. Any kind of social obligations that come with that title?
Well, back then it was terrific because we would play at Market Square Arena, which is no longer where the Pacers play, but it would be sold out. And then we'd go down to either Freedom Hall in Louisville or we'd go to Rupp Arena in Kentucky, and it'd be sold out again.
For
these
were
high school games.
Wow, yeah.
And it was a two-week deal. You'd play on one Saturday, practice for a whole week, and play the next Saturday home and home. And that Indiana-Kentucky series was a big, big deal. Coach Neal was on that team. So I think I wore one, and I think he wore three during that. So we got a room together, and that was a 2 weeks of just a phenomenal – that's something you really take appreciation in. And as an Indiana guy – you just knew you had to go 2-0. You didn't want Kentucky to win either one. And we went 2-0 in that series. And it's changed a little bit now because class basketball in Kentucky, class basketball in Indiana now, it's just a two-day event. It's not well attended like it used to be. It's very much changed from what it was in the 80s and early 90s before class came in.
Fans, if you crave more Wolfpack action, you can keep up on all Nevada athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access presented by Champion Chevrolet. Highlights, coaches, perspective, and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night after NFL Sunday Night Football on News 4 and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sportsnet. We will take a quick break here at Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. When we return, we'll talk to Nia Alexander of the women's basketball team. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
Time to put up the tree.
Funny thing about the holidays is nothing flies by faster.
Time for family photos. Time to cut the turkey. Time to open gifts. Time to take down the tree. Happy New Year!
Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
Hey Wolfpack fans, I'm Jeremy Anthony with Baselite Concrete Products, proud sponsor of the Wolfpack and the Baselite Big Blocker Award for over 20 years. Baselite offers a large variety of products for the do-it-yourselfer, including pavers and wall systems. Additionally, we have beautiful backyard design features such as barbecues, fireplaces, waterfalls, and fire pits. These outdoor kits come complete with all the materials you need, including easy-to-read step-by-step instructions. Come see these beautiful outdoor features at Baselite. Remember, don't fight it, Baselite it.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree,
it's huge,
is the moment I knew that for him,
you can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We are live at Bully Sports Bar and Grill. Spencer Wilson, John Ramey, and Nia Alexander from the women's basketball team joining us right now. Nevada fans, be sure to check out Shields for all your Wolfpack gear. Shields right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. Also, Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. Nia Alexander, you had 10 points in your last game for the Pack. Tell us about what was working well. Excuse me, I'm going to adjust your microphone very briefly right there. Tell me about what was working well for you, getting up to double figures there.
Yeah, I think our coaches really prepared us for that game. They scheduled that game because they're a really good team, Stephen F. Austin, and I was just focused. I feel like I haven't really been playing my best this season, so that game I was just, you know, really in the zone, wanted to perform well for my team, so...
You're averaging 6.7 points per game, 4.7 mm-hmm. rebounds per game. Is that how, when you say you haven't played your best to that point, mm-hmm. are you looking at numbers? Are you looking at film? Is it your coaches that tell you? Mm-hmm. How do you know that as a performer, as an elite performer, mm-hmm. that you have more you can contribute?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say it's a combination of all those things, and definitely just getting more familiar with my position at University of San Francisco. I was a guard, and now I'm playing a post, and I definitely think I will be successful in that position, but just learning different ways to guard the post, different ways to score more efficiently there, because whereas like the guard position, you may use more dribbles in the post, you really don't need as much dribbles. So just different things like that. But I think like our coaching staff is definitely doing all they can to prepare me in that regard. So I think like me continuing to learn from them, it'll continue to get better from there.
Tell us how you came to the Wolfpack. You mentioned your time at the University of San Francisco. So for those who don't know, explain your path to Northern Nevada.
Yes. Well, after I wanted to transfer, this was my first visit and my last visit, and I could just tell like from the girls that they were great and they wanted to win. They were hungry to win. The coaching staff, very genuine, and they kind of had a lot of the values that I aspire to, just being a good person, working hard, being a woman of your word. Those things were very important to me, and they also wanted to win a championship and make history, and that is really what attracted me to the Wolfpack, and also just the community. I could tell that the community really supports, the sports here in Nevada, and I wanted to experience that firsthand. So,
and Nia, now you were mentioning you're coming up from San Francisco. How did you adjust to the altitude? How long did it take you to kind of get those mountain lungs ready to go?
The coaches prepared me in that aspect too. In the summer, we were definitely running. Lungs were also burning, but it took a while for sure. My eyelids were peeling and everything. I was calling my dad like, I don't know what's going on, but it's been a cool adjustment. Now I definitely feel like it's a competitive advantage when we go to different locations and it's normal elevation. I definitely feel the difference as far as my stamina, my endurance. I'm not as tired, and I think that will continue to help us throughout our season. So.
And do you become more of a scorer throughout your career? It seems like you've gotten more comfortable with your moves, and now you mentioned moving from guard to post. Mm-hmm. How do you kind of see the evolution of your game coming along so far this season?
Mm-hmm. I think it'll continue to get better, and mostly because I have to work on being efficient and just more simple. The coaches definitely have been working me with that. I think at times I like to get a little and-one mixtapey, but I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. And I think it'll, if I do my role, also playing great defense, hustling and getting rebounds, scoring is a bonus too. Mm-hmm. So. Just continue to do those little things as well.
Women's basketball is 4-2, and they open conference play. Nevada is opening Mountain West play on both the men's and women's side coming up this weekend on the 7th. The women are hosting Air Force at 2 o'clock at Virginia Street Gym. That's a really special place. If you haven't been there to watch a basketball game, it's very close quarters. It's intimate, so that'll be awesome as the Wolfpack at 4-2 hosting Air Force on Saturday. Nia, I'm just impressed with your audacity, switching positions. Like, was that something you instantly thought, sure, I can do that, or was it maybe something that you had to warm up to?
Mm-hmm. I think initially I was like, sure, I can do that, and then when I was kind of experiencing not as much success, I was like, but I mean, it's definitely a process with anything, and I definitely have faith that if the coaches believe that I can be in that position and be successful, then that's what it is. And kind of just coming to that conclusion and knowing that whatever I put my mind to, I can do it to help our team, whatever it takes to win. It doesn't matter where I need to be. So
you have two parents who have lives in the game of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Can you brag on them a little bit?
Yeah, so my dad, he actually went to the Navy. He didn't play basketball in college or anything. He claimed he was hooping everybody up on the naval plan, whatever. But my mom played at the University of Washington. She actually played with Coach G for a year. My mom's senior year, Coach G's freshman year. And my mom also played overseas in Spain for a couple years. And just having those two, like, they also coached me in high school. Mm-hmm. My dad coached me in AAU for a couple years. So I was always, like, around great minds and had a lot of like perspective from the coaching perspective, because I know oftentimes like you always get you have that player mindset, but just hearing like the coach's way of looking at things or why things are a certain way. So I think that's definitely helped me as a player, maturity wise, grow as a basketball player. But yeah, it's sometimes difficult because, you know, in that car, something happens, it's just going, you have it from both sides. It's nonstop. But I've definitely appreciated them in that process. So.
And Nia, I'm going to go back to your high school days a little bit because I know you played volleyball all 4 years as well. Mm-hmm. What kind of skills really transferred over to basketball, and have you, how do you continue to kind of work out with those skills?
Mm-hmm. Volleyball, I guess, I don't know if I really had anything transfer at the high school level. Like, I just know we would do some conditioning. The girls would be like, oh my gosh, I'm about to die. I'm like, I can just like basketball all the time. But I think playing two sports is beneficial because, you know, you get a mental break. Your body, you know, does different movements, and that's kind of refreshing as well. I know in volleyball we really worked on our core and jumping, and I think that maybe that's what translated as well. Like, my hops got better just from continuously jumping. Like, I played outside, so in middle. But, yeah, I think that's probably what I got from that.
Nia Alexander is with us on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. We are live at Bully Sports Bar and Grill. You already have your bachelor's degree mm-hmm. from the University of San Francisco. Now you're working on your master's with specialization, master's degree in business with a specialization in renewable energy. Mm-hmm. Here at Nevada, your bachelor's degree is in environmental studies.
Mm-hmm.
I always am curious. Did you feel equipped, or do you feel equipped being educated in this field to deal with the fact that things that are data mm-hmm. are perceived as opinion in today's world?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I definitely do.
Environmental studies is a data-driven pursuit,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it is part of our political discourse these days that somehow mm-hmm. the ecology is an opinion you have, mm-hmm. a political one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have to come across that, or how do you deal with that?
I mean, people are going to believe what they want to believe. I think often in this, especially in this generation, when there's a ton of data out there, there's a ton of things that could be skewed. It's really important to take a close look at the data, and that's what they taught me in my undergrad, is like how to decipher which graphs are skewed, or, you know, maybe it's the numbers are mm-hmm. different, and it's not, it's showing, you know, different calculations that aren't actually valid. I think it's very important to really look in detail where you're getting your sources from, who's saying it, why they're saying it, especially if you're talking politically. You know, people have different reasons for saying different things. Don't want to really go into that, but yeah, I think it's just important to pay attention and to really focus on what's correct and valid, and hopefully that will kind of, you know, stir you in the right direction. But otherwise, people are going to believe what they want to believe.
I mean, there's no right or wrong answer, but that's a whale of an answer. I mean,
yeah.
That's really impressive. And tell me a little bit about what you're studying with the specialization in renewable energy mm-hmm. as you pursue your master's in business.
Yes. So I've only taken two renewable energy classes. That was this past summer. So I'm definitely looking to continue to learn more in that specific field, because my environmental studies undergrad was more of a general topic, mm-hmm. and it was more on the relationship of people in the environment, how to get people to act on different environmental catastrophes, you know, how to get people to care or whatnot. But yeah, I'm definitely still looking forward to learning more about solar and different things of that nature. But right now, my business classes have been great. I really enjoying the management class that I have, because it's really big on talking about leadership, different types of leadership, and that's been eye-opening for me, because I'm new to the team and I would consider myself one of the leaders. And then just also learning and applying those things that I learned and seeing, comparing it to what the coaches do, you know, it's been an all-around cool experience. I really enjoy that class, so shout out to my teacher who teaches that class.
Nia Alexander, all hope is not lost. Nia Alexander, good call, Katie. Good call. We'll take a break. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back to Bully Sports Bar and Grill right after this.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Funny thing about the holidays is, nothing flies by faster.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh.
Well, actually, the Lexus December to Remember sales event also goes by fast. That's because for a very limited time, you'll find some of our best offers on our most popular models. But don't wait. Offers end January 2nd. See Dolan Lexus.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car. Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
It's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay.
My agent's gonna help me.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on. And cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
We are back live inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Spencer Wilson, John Ramey with you. I hold in my right hand two pair of tickets, two for tomorrow night's home men's basketball game against Santa Clara, and two for the game upcoming on Wednesday, December 18th against Texas Southern. That's also at Lawler Event Center. Time right now for a very brief Spencer's soliloquy.
Well, I'm just looking at this Michigan State Duke score right now on my computer. It says 15-11 Duke. And what that reminded me of just how crazy college basketball has been just in the first month or so of the season. We've had three different number one seeds go down. Michigan State, then Kentucky, then Duke. it's been just nuts to watch teams fall down. I think that's why people love college basketball so much. And on the women's side as well, the top two teams in the women's side went down as well over the weekend. So just great, great entertainment coming from college basketball.
The word is parity, not parity, parity. Thank you to our great crew, Martin Stavert, Anthony Resnick, Brian Culpa. Thanks to Sean Cloud, he's Spencer Wilson. I'm John Ramey. Appreciate you being with us here at Bully Sports Bar and Grill. Be sure to come on out to Lawler Event Center tomorrow night as the Wolfpack hosts Santa Clara. Until then, so long, everybody.
This has been the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bully Sports Bar and Grill and by Camelot Party Rentals. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Wolfpack Sports Network.